Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe. Fancy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Believe in Hornets podcast on the Believe Podcast Network, presented by Bet Online. My name is Sam. Muggsy is with me. Muggsy, how you doing?
I'm good, my brother. How you doing today?
I'm doing well. It's a wonderful day in Charlotte.
Mm.
I have a freshly shaven head.
Yes,
things,
you do.
Things are good. Things are good.
Looks good.
How are things on your end?
It's great. This is the best time of the day. I mean, you get to wind down. You know, I get to have me a glass of wine and get to chit chat with you. Talk some great hoops. I mean, what more can I ask for?
Yeah, man. It's a fun time. I appreciate it as always. Like, it's really cool to have this time with you and to have this podcast for everyone out there listening. So in this podcast today, we have some more injuries to talk about, unfortunately. See, it's a running theme around here. And, you know, there's always some silver lining despite the bad news. With this injuries, we've seen the emergence of Jalen McDaniels, Miles Bridges, each of them having some really incredible moments during this tough time for the Hornets as far as the roster goes. So we're going to get into all of that in this episode. As we're recording this, it's before the Lakers game, just for everyone's, just to set level set. So we'll see what happens with that with you guys. But at this point of the season, the Hornets are in sixth place. They're coming off, since we last recorded, two wins against the Thunder and the Bucks, and then a loss to the Hawks. A very close, a tightly fought loss against the Hawks. So in that stretch is where we really felt the impact of Hayward, Malik, and then, of course, you know, the team got used to it. LaMelo's been out, but the loss of those guys at the same time, we got to see it in action against that Thunder team. Let's start there. We saw Jalen McDaniels enter the starting five, you know, along with Bridges, by the way. So like that, like Bridges, PJ, Jalen, Devontae, Terry five was very interesting. I was really interested to see that. I was really like, that's really cool. I like this. I like the creativity from Borrego. Before we get into the game itself, what do you think of that set of guys starting the game together?
Well, again, it's the next man up. That's the new phrase, you know, next man up. And those guys, you know, when their numbers got the opportunity to be called, they went in there and did their job and produced. And McDaniels, you know, he's no stranger to it. He's been doing it, did it last year. Every time you get an opportunity, he really comes in and makes his moments. And you like to see that because you see the progress and you see the hunger in terms of development, too, with the organization. And guys got to understand, you know, you got to be ready when your number's called. And I love the fact that, you know, they haven't been called upon all season. And then when that moment came right at the right time against OKC, I mean, you saw what happened. I mean, the chemistry was there. The ball was moving. Everybody felt good about themselves. And they was taking advantage of each and every opportunity that they had. And McDaniel was, you know, one of the key moments of it.
He was taking big shots in, like, none of his points were like garbage time, so to speak.
No.
Like his buckets mattered. He was hitting big. He had two back-to-back threes. I think one was the game was tied, and then the second one helped build on the lead. You know, he was super, super impressive. We saw flashes last season and this season, and you never know what to really expect when all of a sudden a guy's going to play 30 minutes in a game. And he really answered the call. Like he looked like he really belongs out there as a contributor. And so which makes me really excited about the idea of when everyone is back, you know, when the team is fully healthy and then you look at the bench, having Jalen as a guy who we've seen can contribute in a big way as an option off the bench towards later in the season when the team's fully healthy again, really makes me think like, oh, maybe this team is deeper than we expected.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, guys, just wait for that moment, wait for that opportunity and stay ready. And that's what a true professional is all about. And every time he has gotten that opportunity, got his moments out there, he's always shined. So that's why they felt good about his situation in terms of calling on him at any given moment when the guys do go down. But, and you know, that's a tough call for the coach. You know, when the healthy guys come back, you know, how do you 5 minutes for guys that who came and helped serve for you and really played well while the other guys were out? And hopefully that he can stay in that rotation because, you know, he's has that versatility. He put pressure on the bigs, you know, in that forward position, you know, because he could stretch it and be able to put the ball on the floor as well as get to the basket. So I like, you know, always like Jalen's game. So hopefully, you know, he can continue to maintain that even when the guys do come back. But, you know, things are out of his control. So, you know, I don't think he can control what he can control.
And now a word from one of our sponsors, Bet Online. Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Bet Online has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website betonline.ag or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts. It's a great time to be outside right now, and that's why we're so excited about Monster Bass. Monster Bass is the fun and affordable way to get the best new baits from the fishing industry's top brands delivered to your door every month. It's a premium subscription fishing company that handpicks the best baits based on where you live and fish. No more guessing on which baits are going to work. Just leave it to the pros at Monster Bass. Basically, it's like having your own personal fishing guide, and it's changing the way bass fishermen shop for baits. They're quickly becoming the number one fishing brand for anglers everywhere. They've got the best baits from the best brands, and you're covered by the industry's best customer service. So if you want to catch bigger bass this season, head over to monsterbass.com and use the code MUGSY10. That's Muggsy and the number 10 to get $10 off your first box. Sign up for Monster Bass now. Yeah, so in the game, in the Thunder game, 21 points, 3 assists, 2 steals, 6 rebounds. Shot the ball 65% from the floor, 50% from 3, hitting 3 threes. Like going 3 from 6 from distance. Like I was like, give me more of that, man. I like that. Especially because, so I don't, you know, this is a Hornets podcast. I'm a Hornets fan. I don't watch a lot of the Thunder, but I did enjoy watching Pokuševski, the rookie from the Thunder, who's the youngest player in the league. He's the most like unique looking individual in the league, I would say, at 7 feet, 190 pounds. That guy is really fun to watch. he hit 7 threes. Like his jumper looks unblockable. what do you think of that guy, of watching him play? Because like,
I mean,
he's a really unique character.
You hit it. I mean, I can't say it even no better than that. He's a very unique character in terms of out there on the floor, in terms of his structure, you know, his body saying, and I'm here. I'm the one to say that at 5'3", you know, talking about it. But you think about Boucher down in Toronto,
yeah.
You know, slender, that type of shot that he has. But, you know, this young man really has confidence in his ability. And, you know, and of course, they believe in him. That's why they, I guess, giving them opportunities to get minutes and see what he's all about. So, you know, I'm happy for him and I hope he can continue, you know, the progression that he's on.
Yeah, it's watching that is like, man, who is this guy? Where'd he come from? And how can we get him on my team? That was my thought process. I really like watching him play. So if the Thunder, I don't know, like the Thunder aren't going to be on national TV very much. Maybe I'll have to invest in League Pass to watch more Poku in action. Maybe worth it. It may be worth it.
Yeah.
So after the Thunder game, the Hornets had the Bucks. Now, this was a very interesting situation because the Bucks had like none of their starters available for this game. We're talking starting five of Jordan Wara, Jeff Teague, Giannis's older brother, Thanasis Antetokounmpo, Giannis's older brother, Brian Forbes and Bobby Portis, a very different Bucks team that's the third place team in the Eastern Conference. So I, as a fan, I take that. You know, when I saw the Bucks five, I don't wish anyone to get hurt. They seem to be resting guys because I think they're coming off a back to back, and the Hornets caught them on a back to back, so they had to rest some guys. But it's the Hornets. You know, you can only play who's in front of you. You know, you can't control who's in front of you, and they took care of business. What do you think of the Bucks' performance? It was Jalen's second start. He answered the call. He kept the momentum going from the Thunder game. It was the same starting five: Devontae, Bridges, PJ, Terry, and Jalen. Like the small ball lineup against that Bucks team, and everyone got involved in the five as well. Like, what do you think of the Bucks' performance?
The Bucks' performance, and you know, I really didn't care. I loved the way they played against us. You know, and I hope they continue to do that going forward against us. Even though that ain't going to be the five normally that's out on the floor. But the Hornets, you know, you got to do what you got to do in terms of wins and losses. And when you have opportunity to get a win, you must get that win, home or on the road, especially on the road, because it's very difficult to win on the road. The guys continue to come out, and they understood the situation at hand, knowing that Milwaukee was hampered. They didn't have their full roster out there. But again, that's out of their control. The only thing they can control, what they can control. And the guys went out there and played some brilliant basketball. Like you said, the confidence was there. You saw I saw a little swagger going on, you know, with some of the guys, how they were feeling good about the game, because that's how well they was playing. You know, a lot of, you know, highlights, a lot of excitement. Guys was really, you know, really, again, wanting to show that coach they deserve time, and much of the day on the floor, and you know, as you're out there producing, that's what you leave the coach, you know, with, you know, that type of performance, knowing that hey, anytime my number's called, I'm ready for it.
Yeah, and to that point, Cody Zeller, I didn't mention it against the Thunder game, but against the Thunder, he had a double double off the bench. This game against the Bucks, a double double off the bench. I really like it. We saw Bridges go on like a 4-game streak of double doubles off the bench, like just guys who, like you mentioned, when it's time for their number to be called, they take the most advantage of it. And Borrego has to really be digging that, knowing that, all right, if I call on you, you're going to deliver out there to the best of your abilities. Like, I'm really feeling this team.
Yeah, he seemed to be pulling the right strings and pushing the right buttons, because we even with the guys that are now, you know, the Mellows, the Haywood, and the Malik Monk, and here it is, we're about to sponsor PJ. So those guys are being down. I mean, you still have guys that's going out there performing and keeping us at even serve, you know, being able to stay, you know, we dropped from fourth to sixth, but, you know, that's just a one game situation there. And anything can happen again going forward. But keeping the guys upbeat, keeping the team in the hunt, with this last stretch going down the end, you know, I'm pretty excited. I'm quite sure the coach staff as well.
Here's something you may not know about me. I don't relax well. It can be hard to shut off the brain and chill, and it's easy to overthink and get stressed out. So I did my homework and found Sunday Scaries, which are delicious and vitamin-boosted CBD gummies. They become a must-have in my daily routine, and they chill me out in just about 20 minutes. Basically, they help me take the edge off so I can maintain my composure and live scare-free. And there's no risk to buy. The company offers a 100% lifetime money back guarantee. If the product's not for you, that's okay. You'll get your money back. Sunday Scaries is in the stress relieving business, not the stress causing business. So I got you 25% off to prove it. Visit SundayScaries.com. Use the code BELIEVE, BLEAV, for your discount. That's promo code BELIEVE for 25% off at SundayScaries.com. They're amazing, and you won't regret joining their squad.
Hey, you mentioned the injuries. So as we're recording, PJ, so it's Tuesday, April 13th. Earlier today, PJ was probable to play against the Lakers.
he got downgraded from probable to out with a right ankle sprain. And then Terry is listed as doubtful to play with left knee tendonitis. Now, Rick from the Observer, wow, why can't I say that? Observer. said, sometimes you have to like slow it down, you know? said that Terry's injury isn't considered serious, but the Hornets are playing 3 games in 4 nights. You know, they play again Wednesday against the Cavs. So you got to rest, Terry. We need Terry. Things are getting pretty light roster-wise. So hopefully it's not a long-term thing, but managing Terry's minutes is really important as they make this last push, because there's that light at the end of the tunnel as far as, you know, Hayward's going to be healthy again. Malik's going to be healthy again. Who knows about Melo? We'll see. He's going to be reevaluated in a few weeks. I'm not counting on him to be back this season, but this team's going to be fully healthy again. And you want to make sure, you know, things are don't get worse. It's not a regression. But I'm curious, Muggsy, about that, like that 3 games in 4 nights. Like, how do you manage that this deep into the season as a player? Like, no one's 100% at this point. Everyone has something they're dealing with. What do you go through as far as from an individual player point of view of just kind of making sure you can keep things running?
Well, as a player standpoint, I mean, if you healthy, you feel like you can play, you know, that's what you do. You got that play, at least back in that era, that's what we did. But this is different times. And I got quite sure that the coaching staff going to observe the situation, you know, very detailedly and make sure that they're going to do what's best, not only for Terry, but what's best for the team. And with all the guys, I should say. Because again, at this time in the season, everybody got some sort of knickknack, some type of injuries where they're not feeling good about themselves. But then you look at the situation in terms of the standings, where you are. Can we afford to lose some of those guys or manage these guys and not allow them to play and still be able to weather the storm, I should say, and put wins on the board, because that's what it's going to take. Got to keep winning. Got to put the wins, because losses continue to put you behind that 8-ball and you don't want to keep dropping, because it is a very narrow margin right now with that 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th spot, even probably the 10th. Mm-hmm. So let's hope that the coach staff understand what they are. I'm quite sure they understand where they are and where the players are and how they're feeling and what they can do. And again, as we always say, the next man got to be ready to step up if that's the situation may take place.
Yeah, like it's very slim, like you mentioned. It's 5 games separate the Hornets and the Bulls, 5 wins. So one bad stretch here or there can really flip the season on its head. So
yes,
I want to finish, as far as the games that are behind us, I just want to mention the Hawks game as well. This is a game where we saw possibly, you know, the Hornets lost. They played hard. No mm-hmm. Trae Young for the Hawks in that game. This is the game where PJ picked up his injury. Jalen McDaniels picked up a facial laceration during this game. I was like, could you please, like, I was like, please stop. Stop it. Whoever's like, he came back. Everything was fine. I was like, man,
right.
Whoever's causing these injuries, like whatever karmic stuff, like give us a break, please.
Yeah.
But what'd you think of the Hawks game? You know, and then obviously in this game, we saw the dunk that shook the world from Bridges over Capella.
Yeah, which everybody was talking about that amazing dunk. But the Hawks game, I mean, they came out on fire. I mean, they was really shooting the lights out. I mean, the Hornets came out a little flat. I mean, they went up by 17 points, but I just loved the way the Hornets showed resilience and came back and got themselves back into the game, had the opportunity to really win the game. Was it Bogdanovich? He got hot. Mm-hmm. Pretty much kept it going there. I think he wanted with the most points out of everybody with 30-some points. But, you know, that's what you got to do. You got to not allow those type of guys to have games like that, especially in your building. Capella had a good night as well, as opposed to that unbelievable dunk that Miles put on him. but other than that, you know, I'm quite sure he'd be pleased because they got the win and he had another double-double. But the guys, you know, I love the way they fought. They didn't give up. They continue to, you know, try to put themselves in the position where they could win. But that would have been a sweep if we would have got that win over the Hawks. But unfortunately, you know, we didn't get that and wound up winning, you know, still winning the series 2-1.
Yeah. I wish I was in the building for that month, for that Bridges.
That dunk. Yeah.
Man.
He cocked it back. Ooh. Yeah. So I thought I was having, no, I wish I was having deja vu. No, I won't have deja vu.
Man, it was great to see. Great to see.
Yeah. Yes, it was.
All right, man. So the Lakers game is tonight. I don't spend too much time on it. It's a very weird Lakers setup. You know, look, they have their own injury issues on their side that they're dealing with. But beyond that, the Hornets have Lakers Tuesday, Cavs Wednesday, the Nets Friday, the Blazers Sunday. Mm. That's a lot. Those are some heavy hitters in a 4-game stretch. The Cavs are no slouch either. The Hornets are victims of the Cavs this season. Yes. So I'm not going to say anything negative about the Cavaliers. So what do you make of the stretch of games? What do you hope to see from the guys? I think if the initial timetables are correct, we're approaching the last like stretch of Malik's injury. So like a week from Sunday, he should be back in the mix. So
okay.
We can kind of like weather the storm a little bit, so to speak. And before the reinforcements start flowing in. But yeah, so
is that after the 4 games?
Yeah, it'll be after. So like he's gonna be reevaluated, I think, in 2 weeks. So I think April 18th, so April 25th, we're looking at him being back. Right. So he looks like he may miss the Knicks game, Bulls game, the second Cavs game, and the Celtics game. And then after the point, Malik should be back, and then a few weeks later, Hayward should be back. So like there's 8 games, let's say, that the Hornets have to kind of deal with. If hopefully PJ's back sooner than later, you know, then we're not adding to the injured list. But what do you hope to see from this? Like, I hope we can like get out of the 500 just to kind of maintain until the guys come back. But maybe I'm being too pessimistic. Yeah. I don't know.
No, I mean, that's what you're thinking, but that's the way you gotta, you know, hope and believe that the guys can find a way to put some wins on the board. It's going to be challenging. You know, we know it's going to be tough. The teams you just mentioned, you know, they come in with a little chip on their shoulder as well because of their situation. You know, guys are not out. It's next man up for them as well. So, you know, you got to be, you know, hopefully the guys up for the challenge. I'm quite sure the coaching staff will have these guys prepared and have the game plan ready for them to try to execute. And let's hope we can, one game at a time per se, but we can find some wins in there because, you know, the Lakers and, you know, Brooklyn, Portland. it doesn't get any tougher than that. You know, besides you keep naming, you know, other teams like Denver and so forth, but that's how you get it. I mean, that's what they're dealing with and that's what they understand their situation as. So we all looking forward to it.
Oh, yeah. And speaking of Denver, best wishes to Jamal Murray, torn ACL. He was one of my favorite players to watch as a neutral, I guess, in the bubble last year. You know, that 50-point playoff game he had against the Jazz was just incredible. And so that Nuggets team was a lot of fun to watch. And I'm sure they'll be all right. But they're going to miss Murray. And sucks. That ACL injury is tough.
Yeah. Are they going to miss him dearly? I mean, that's their score. That's the guy to create space. You know, the Joker is the facilitator as well as doing other things, but that's the guy to create space. And that's where, you know, these guys really feed off of in terms of, especially when he's get going. He's going to be dearly missed. Guys got to step up and try to, you know, cover that situation. And, you know, but that's a lot of points to try to make up. So Denver took a big loss right there. Again, my prayers out to, you know, Murray, because he is a great young man on and off the court. And you hate to see a player like that go down in time of this nature right now, especially during this time of season.
Yeah, and I guess to keep the injuries are going around. James Wiseman as well, torn meniscus.
Yes.
I think it's still a question about the severity of it, but it's never good for anyone to have a knee injury. It's just like when there's a 7-footer involved with the knee injury, like it's like, oh,
yeah,
hope this isn't recurring, you know? So best wishes to him as well, because he, I think, still has a very bright future ahead of him.
Oh, very bright future. You know, I mean, people just didn't really understand this kid's potential. Well, I'm quite sure they did. That's one of the reasons why he wound up going second. Mm-hmm. But his potential, you know, is very high. And of course, your Golden State boys understand it as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, Muggsy, I think that's everything on our list this evening.
All right, that was a good one.
Yeah. I appreciate everyone out there listening. So you've been listening to the Believe in Hornets podcast is the name of the show. The network's the Believe Podcast Network is the name of the network. And
he got it,
it's presented by Bet Online. Those are the words I've been trying to say. You can put it together in your head. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know what I mean out there. It's been a long day.
Y'all know what it is.
I work a full shift and then I record a podcast. Come some slack.
You got it on this end. Trust me.
Hey, Muggsy, I appreciate it as always. Thank you so much. We'll see y'all next week.
See you next week, buddy. It's always a pleasure doing it with you. Enjoy the rest of the day. It's a beautiful one outside, so take advantage of it.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.